The learning tonight should be a schus, the Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh. It should also be a schus for a refuah shlema for Chaim Yeshua ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Minarachel, Chanaleah bas Shein Dorachel, and Abadati ben Peril. And it should also be a schus for all those in a makam sakana in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are continuing in the second perek of the Sefer Taima Devaira, and we are continuing with the theme of how our face and our head and the top part of our body emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that the Shekhinah sort of has a face and has a interaction with the world. If we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we sort of tap into that Midah, and that we're Mashpia the whole world. And again, that's really the crux of the Sefer Taima Devaira, is bringing bracha down into the world, being mashpia. There are keys to these storehouses in Shemayim, and by the way we open the faucet for this type of midah to come to the world is by doing it ourselves and doing it bein adam l'chaveiroi, and interacting in that way in this world, we'll bring it into effect from Shemayim. So we talked about the last time we talked that the starting point has to be Aniva. And we also talked about the fact that a person's thoughts should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always thinking of greater and higher and more spiritual. So let's continue now, a little bit more practical, a little bit more Bein Adam LaChaveiroi today. And the third midah, the third way, I should say, that a person emulates the face of the Shekhinah is with the forehead. And the forehead's really, it's an interesting theme, because it's not really a body part that we talk about a lot and that we associate with mitzvahs and with Torah. There's not really a lot of halachas, and we'll get into that. But first, what is the actual midah? How are you emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your forehead? By being careful not to show any anger or harshness, even if you're dealing with someone who makes you angry. For example, you have people in your life that are always annoying. They always know how to get under our skin, and we ask them to stop, and then they do it anyway. We all have these people, whether they're in-laws or neighbors or, you know, people that we know, associates. They get under our skin. They know exactly what to say. And aside from getting angry inside, the way that our anger and our harshness and our animosity shows is in the forehead. The forehead displays the anger or the feeling of animosity that a person has. So, you know, even though these people are getting under our skin, not to lose control and not to lash out and cause that our forehead displays this feeling of anger and this feeling of hatred. So instead of losing our temper, instead we should do just the opposite and shower these people with chesed. I heard this idea once, which is that if you really, really don't like someone, and you have sinas chinam or bordering on sinas chinam, but you don't know how to change that mindset. The person just can't stand them. You do chesed to the person. When you do chesed to the person, it changes your relationship, and you start to feel good towards that person. You start to feel goodwill, and it opens up your rachmanas towards that person. And so by showering a person who we don't like, who gets under our skin with chesed, that will open up our feelings ourselves of rachamim. And in that way, we will then tap in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us the same way. Because essentially, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Midas Hadin comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Klal Yisrael does not deserve. Or they say Chani or Bracha does not deserve this tefillah to be answered, this tefillah that they're davening for. And Hashem pushes away the Midas Hadin and instead does chesed using the Midas HaRachman. And so that's what we're saying. How do we entitle ourselves to that? Because that's really what we want. We daven for something. We don't want Hashem to give it to us only if we deserve it. We want Hashem to give it to us notwithstanding whether we deserve it or not. And the way we do it is when we deal with other people, that our Midas HaDin inside of us is telling us, don't be nice to that person. And instead, we not only are not negative to that person, and not only are we not neutral to that person, but we act positively towards that person. So now we are tapping into that Midah, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower us with midas harachmim. And it's not only true when people are aggravating us, it's really true at all times, towards all types of creatures, towards all types of people, whether they are on in our circles or whether they are beneath us or above us, person should always be pleasant. There's a famous Maimer Chazal, there's a famous thing that Chazal say, that the way you could tell if someone is favored by God is you look at his relationship with others. The Lashon is, Kol sheruach habriyos noicha himenu, ruach hamakam noicha himenu. Anyone that people like is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. And that's why we always said in Shul about Luzi, Alav HaShalom, that you knew that God loved him because there wasn't anyone in this world who had anything bad to say about him. And that was the biggest sign that he was someone who was beloved by God. The fact that everyone loved him and everyone had a good thing to say about him and no one had anything bad. And that is a sibin of a person that is loved by God. That if you ask around and people like this person, so then that represents the fact that God likes you as well. And that's what we're saying here is if you take people that are getting under your skin that potentially are antagonists towards you, and instead of allowing that relationship to continue in that way, in a negative way, you act positively towards that person, now that person is going to reciprocate positively towards you, and then you become one of these people, kol sheruach habriyos noicha himenu, ruach hamakom noicha himenu, and you will also be zoiche that your tefillos will be answered, whether or not the midas hadin this says that you actually deserve it. Now, I want to go back to this idea of the forehead. It's something that I mentioned when we started, is that we don't really, when we talk about, you know, serving Hashem with our whole body, right? So we always think about the easy ones, the mouth, the eyes, the ears, right? But we don't generally think about serving Hashem with our forehead. And the truth is that there are really not that many mitzvahs, if any at all, that are associated with the forehead like you have with the rest of the body, right? So your heart and eyes, there are easy mitzvahs, lois asuru, achrei levavchem, achrei nechem, don't follow your heart and your eyes. The heart and the eyes also lead a person to jealousy, lead a person to feelings of ayin ra towards others. You have the ears, which can listen to words of Torah and listen to chachamim, and also mitzvahs that you do with your ears by not listening to sheker, not listening to lashon hara. The nose has mitzvahs of besamim, the smell of the ketores. And there's also mitzvahs that you're not allowed to daven when there is a reach ra, when there is a foul smell in your nostrils. The mouth, obviously, we talk about food related, speech related. Even the feet, you have the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, going up to the Beis Hamikdash. You have the mitzvah of chalitza, taking off the shoe. The head and the hands, you have tefillin. You have with the hands lulav and esrig, and the stomach, the intestines, you have also food related, the Simchas Yontif, eating on Shabbos, not eating certain foods on Yom Kippur, not eating certain foods like Basa B'Cholav, right? So again, just to go through the gamut of our whole guf serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there isn't really Avodas Hashem associated with the forehead. And yet, it can relate, what we're saying here is that the forehead could connect a person. If someone looks at you and they could see in your forehead that you are in a good mood or that you are in a approachable mood, and that they take it as this person is friendly towards me, they see me and they don't look upset. So then all of a sudden that fosters a good relationship. Conversely, what we're saying is that if you see a person who annoys you and immediately you crinkle your forehead and you start rolling your eyes and the forehead is now relating to that person, I don't like you. So now you are creating distance. So the forehead, the Avodas Hashem that we're seeing here, it has the ability to bring a person bring two people closer together, and also to spread to distance people one from the other, right? So the role of the forehead is Benodam HaChavera. Now there's something that's amazing about the forehead, which we don't really think about, and that is that the main identity of a person is associated with the forehead, and this has results in halacha, life related and death related, and I'll explain. The Mishnah, the third perek in the third perek in Mishnayis Nida, the Mishnah says that when is a child considered born? Once the forehead exits from the mother. So we have a halacha that the identity of the child is considered to exist from when? From when the forehead exits from the mother. What about in death? So there's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that if you have a person who died, and we all know there's various halachas that have to do with a woman who is a, you know, we don't know where the husband is. I'm blanking on it. aguna, sorry, right? So we all know halach of aguna, right? So someone discovers a body and they want to be matir this woman to go in and marry someone else. So the Gemara says in order to positively identify someone, they have to have the face and the forehead. The face without the forehead is not enough halachically to identify a person to be matir his wife to marry someone else. So you see halachas, life and death, that have to do with the forehead. Now, the forehead now suddenly, after tonight, becomes a very vital part, both playing a part in identity of a person halachically, and also bein adam l'chaveiro. And perhaps that is why, out of all the parts of the body that exist, where does Hashem tell Moshe to put the tzitz, the golden tzitz that was on Aaron, where did it go? Went right above the forehead, al meitzach, on Aaron's forehead. And what did it say on it? It said, Kodesh l'Hashem. Because when you have this coming together, this closeness, being Adam l'chaveroi, so suddenly the Shekhinah can now rest. The Shekhinah rests when there is shalom, when there is peace between one a Jew and another Jew. And so that's Kodesh l'Hashem. Where? On the forehead. So you see tonight, a new idea, something that we probably were not familiar with before learning time of Devaira, which is the forehead, which is a part of the body that obviously we see in the mirror every day, but we don't really, maybe we apply some makeup, but we don't really, in terms of our Avodas Hashem, we don't really think of it as a central body part. And we see today plays a vital role, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and because it plays a vital role, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it plays a vital role between us and God. Let's move on to the next area of the body that we can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is in the ears. And specifically in the ears, we're talking about listening to things that are good and avoiding listening to things that are no good. So if I said to you, and I took a poll right now, give me an example of something that's not good. So most people would probably say Lashon Hara. That's an easy one. But we're actually saying a level deeper than that. We're saying not just to push away Lashon Hara, not just to push away not to listen to Sheker, but to push away negativity, to push away people that constantly complain, people that constantly, whatever situation we're in, they become a Debbie Downer and they're always focusing on the negative, because by listening to that, it has an impact on a person that even if we're not necessarily thinking the same way, we start to think the way that that person thinks. And so distancing our ears, closing our ears, not just from Lashon Hara, not just from things that are bad, but also from things that have a negative, that have a negative attitude in this world. And because that will change our way of thinking to think in a negative way. In Shemayim, the way God operates is that the Satan comes, right? So first you have the Yetzer Hara, who convinces us to do something wrong. Then the Yetzer Hara is the Satan, because then he comes up with the evidence, the video evidence. And on instant replay, he shows God what we did. And then he is also the Malach HaMavis, that he exacts punishment from us. So the Yetzer Hara is the Satan. He's also the Amahara. He's also the Malach HaMavis. Now, Hashem silences the Satan. Hashem says the Satan that you have gossip to tell over to me. You want to create a negative, you want me to feel negatively towards Klal Yisrael, to have a negative feeling towards Klal Yisrael. I don't want to hear it. And God silences the Satan. In fact, that's something that we daven right before we start the Musaf on Yom Kippur, when in Shul, when Naftali is saying the tefillah of the Chazan before, right before we say the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he says the tefillah ha'hinani ha'ani. So in that tefillah, he says v'sigar b'satan, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should silence the Satan. And that is this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Satan, you go in the corner and leave me alone. I don't want to hear the negative that you have to say. How do we raise ourselves up and tap into that source, tap into that Shefa Bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should silence the Satan and not listen to him, by closing our ears to negative words, whether they are openly negative in terms of an Aveira like Lashon Hara and Matzi Shemra and Sheker, but also to stay away from people who are just talking negatively, negative experience, right? So people came back, let's say, from the country and they're complaining, or people went away on a vacation and they're complaining, or, whatever situation you might be in when you're sitting around, let's say, at a chasana and someone's telling you about some situation that they're in And it's completely negative. And they're not necessarily talking about any specific person. They're generally in a negative light. So they may need to get it off their chest, and you listen, but you listen with half an ear. You know, try not to internalize it, or you try to convince them to see it in a positive light by tapping into this midah. We will then bring that midah down from Shemayim in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards us. And finally, let's talk about the next part of the body, which is the eyes. And it's a similar idea about focusing with our eyes on bad and negative, meaning to avoid focusing on negative things about in this world, negative things in other people, and instead to not just focus on positive, but specifically watch over people who are in tzaras, that we make sure that we are attentive to the situation. So if we know that someone is in a tzara, we should not avert our eyes and say, it's not my problem. And maybe to make ourselves feel better, we go to the charity page or the Raise It page, and we donate $150, and we feel good, and we can go to sleep at night, and we don't have to worry. That's not the right approach. If we know people that are suffering, we have to continue to keep a watch over their situation. And does it make us uncomfortable? It makes us extremely uncomfortable. But that's the idea. When other people are uncomfortable, we should also feel uncomfortable. And by having them in mind and feeling their pain, we tap into the midah, and in Shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu also looks down on us and feels that pain. And we just learned something very interesting in Navi. Eliyahu, when he finishes on Har HaKarmel, and he's davening now for the rain, so he davens, and then he puts his head between his knees, basically crumples himself up, very uncomfortable position. So the Mefarshim explained, why did Eliyahu do that? And Eliyahu does not even check for the cloud. He sends his Misharis, he sends his attendant, Elisha, go and check if the rain is coming. He doesn't remove himself from that position. Why? So Chazal explained that Eliyahu was bitzar. Eliyahu was in pain. He wanted Hashem, if nothing else, Hashem would want to alleviate the pain of Eliyahu. How? By bringing the rain. If the rain comes, now Eliyahu could get out of that position, and that pain gets alleviated. And we're saying it's a similar idea over here. If we feel the pain of others, then if nothing else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I don't want my daughter to feel this pain. I don't want my daughters in this community to feel this pain. So if nothing else, even if the person themselves is not deserving of it, but if everyone else is feeling the tzara, I don't want, there's someone in that community, or there are people in that community that I don't want to be bitzar, and therefore I'm going to bring the Yeshua just so those other people are not bitzar. And I heard this idea as well expressed in terms of tzedakah, that if you personally take it upon yourself to support specific people, right, not just giving to a general tzedakah, but specific people. And if anyone is really interested in something like this, I know there are people in Flatbush who do this. They match you up with a family. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. It's a really beautiful idea. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times will give you your parnasa, not because you deserve it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that family to get it. And because you are the conduit, you are the shliach for that family, you could be zoichet to parnasa because of that other family. So it's really a beautiful idea that we're saying now. And it's so important now with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So in the beginning, we all felt the pain, and you couldn't think, and you couldn't act, and a lot of us couldn't even work without thinking of the horrors that went on Simchas Torah. But then as we get further and further away, maybe we say a little less Tehillim, maybe we think about it a little less. What are we doing? We're scrolling on WhatsApp, and we're paying lip service. Yes, we're thinking about them. There's an interesting story. We're watching the news, but to really feel their pain. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you have to go to Washington next week. You know, things come up. I personally won't be able to make it myself. I have to be somewhere else. I have an obligation. It's not necessarily about that. It's not about you have to get up and do something big like drive to Washington. It's more in your daily life when you're saying Shemona Esrei and you're davening, or you're saying a little Tehillim every day, you dedicate to feel and stop and think that there are families in Eretz Yisrael, there are children who their parents aren't coming home. And there are mothers who the kids are not coming home. And unfortunately, there are people that are in a situation that their kids or their parents are right now kidnapped and being held by Hamas. And we need to feel that tzar. We need to, as a community and as a people, feel the tzar of those people in Eretz Yisrael, not just pay lip service, not just send a few dollars so that we could sleep at night. That's not enough. We have to inherently feel the tzar. We have to see. That's using our eyes. We have to see the tzar, because that may be the Shefa Bracha that we do, that Hashem says, you know what? I don't want Kal B'nei Taira ladies to feel bitzar. I'm going to send this hostage home, or I'm going to do this for the IDF, because I don't want the women to be bitzar. So we will be a cause. We will be the Siba, the reason, potentially, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Yeshua into the world. So three, I think, very, very beautiful ideas, things that we don't necessarily think about. The first is the forehead. When we approach people, it should always be B'sever Panim Yafais. Someone says good morning to us, even if we've had a bad night or a bad interaction with someone, to try to smile at them and put on a nice face, because we don't want them to walk away thinking that we're upset at them when there's something else on our mind. That's number one, the forehead. The importance of the forehead in the tzitz going on the forehead, Kodesh LaHashem, because by greeting other people and creating unity, we are allowing the Shechita to rest amongst us. The ears, not just not listening to Lashon Hara, but not listening to negative talk, not listening to people that are always looking at the cup half empty, and that influencing our way of thinking. And finally, with the eyes, to focus on the tzar. And if it means that you have to look at pictures of things that happen that make you uncomfortable, that make your skin crawl, but if that is what it will do to make you feel the tzar of someone else, then it might be kedai to do. Depending on the person, obviously, you know, you have to not just make the, I'm not making the decision here for everyone, something that you have to think about for yourself, but whatever you need to do to motivate yourself to not forget what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, that is something that we need to come together as a klal and do. And hopefully in that zechus, Hashem should return home all of the hostages safely. Hashem should bring home all of the chayalim safely. Hashem should wipe out the enemies of Klal Yisrael. We should be zeichet to the ultimate geula b'mehir v'yameinu. Have a wonderful night, everyone.